Organization of the International Monetary Fund, or IMF, and the World Bank to maintain global stability and sustainable development. Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati made the call during a meeting with fellow external advisors of the Bretton Woods institutions, Patrick Achi and Mark Malloch Brown, on the last day of the 2025 spring meetings of the World Bank Group and the IMF in Washington, D.C. In a statement released on Tuesday, Minister Indrawati highlighted that fragmented global conditions not only pose a challenge for countries, but also international organizations, such as the Bretton Woods institutions, including the IMF and the World Bank. Budi Gunawan stated. After holding a meeting on Tuesday, he said his site has prepared various measures to mitigate forest and land fires in Riau. One of the measures is conducting weather modification operations starting May 1st, 2025. That was Nicoline from Voice of Indonesia. Okay, real our listeners, we just listened to a song called Vitamin You. Make sure we care about your health and well-being, of course, so make sure to take your vitamins. But before you take your vitamins, you have to know what are you going to face today outside. So we're here to tell you about the weather so you can be prepared about today's and whether you can be cautious or not. So firstly, I see that the weather is going to be mostly, in those areas in Indonesia, it's going to be cloudy and rainy. So I think I'm going to read the places that would be cloudy first. In Medan, also in Pasar, Yogyakarta, Jakarta, and Bandung, with Surabaya, and Semarang, it will be cloudy today, so it's good to have an outside activities. You can do an activity outside, and it's going to be good for you because you're safe from the rain. But in other places, somehow, can you read it for me? Okay, from Surabaya, then you also mentioned Jakarta. Now, what about going to Kalimantan? That will be, like you said, gloomy and rainy, like in Pontianak, Samarinda. And then we also have Palangkaraya will be cloudy late at night. Moving on to Sumatra Island, that will be gloomy and rainy as well, like in Palembang, Pekanbaru. And then now getting closer to the eastern part of Indonesia, that will be rainy as well, with some lightning in Jaya Wijaya. And even we have moderate rain intensity in Manokwari in the morning. And we've got some cities in Sulawesi Island that will be mostly, that will be cloudy all day long in Makassar, South Sulawesi, the thick one, from morning to late at night. Manado will be rainy with some lightning and cloudy in the evening. What about the cities in Padang, Unika? Padang will have a slight rain, but in the night, you guys will have a cloudy rain, so the rain at the cloudy sky, but and then it will be continued with rain again, sadly. So yeah, bring your umbrella for today.
Even this morning here in Jakarta, we can see some rain here in central Jakarta, though we do not see it in the eastern part of Jakarta, near my house. And if vitamin U, do you say it would be a good time in Indonesia right now to have vitamin C?
Yeah, that's true. You have to make sure that you have a healthy body in order to do your activities outside.
What about the vitamin C-E-A?
C, going to the beach, I agree.
Yeah. But make sure you anticipate the weather because it's mostly rainy and cloudy. We'll see. But Indonesia has lots of tourist destinations to offer, right? Not only beaches. So we still have more when we come back, but after something brighter, unlike today's weather in Indonesia, we have a song by Alex Brighter as well.
innovation agency, or BRIN, discovered a new species of blind catfish called Barbatus clapandongalensis. This new species was discovered near industrial and residential areas, meaning an undiscovered species might be living around us. So what we can do about it? Here is the opinion from Director of Secretariat of Scientific Authority for Biodiversity at the National Research and Innovation Agency, Amir Hamidi.
The main role for protection of species is the people itself, so if the people around the area where the species occur notice and realize there is a species that living together with them, even species that has no name, and then this is very unique. For example, you think about the Barbatus new species from Clapandongalensis. The species is endemic, they are in the subterranean area, they have evolved in the different way with other terrestrial species, and of course, regarding the change of the environment that support them is really, really vital for them to survive. And this message needs to be delivered to the people around them. For example, if you use the water, and then the water can go down, if it is polluted, probably can be affected to the species under the subterranean area that living in that ecosystem. We have to know when species have been discovered. There are a lot of information need to be explored rather than finding new species, how they live there, the habitat, the reproductions, as well as the population. So if all this information can be provided, then we know what is the advantage of species from the human beings. For example, Komodo dragon has been discovered in 1912. We don't know what the Komodo dragon has until in 2015, that the blood of Komodo dragon consists of some active material. So there's some material that really can be developed for material for antimaterial or antibiotic, something like that. So it has been almost 200 years after it has been discovered. More than 100 years has been discovered. So yeah, finding new species is not simple. However, finding the utility of the new species is also need improvement from the perspective of science. So message from the people is protect them, protect the species around them, as well as attending them. The existence of the species in the habitat is really needed because they are part of the ecosystem that has contribution to the stability of that ecosystem. Once the stability of the ecosystem is disturbed, then human being can be affected. So this kind of the message need to be delivered to the people around the area where the species has been found.
You can listen to the whole contact and conversation on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, good news from Indonesian Trade Ministry that has opened an office of the Indonesian Trade Promotion Center in Chennai, the capital of Indian assets in India's southernmost state, Tamil Nadu, to push up the exports of Indonesian products to southern India. According to Indonesian Trade Minister Budi Santoso, Chennai City plays an important role in enhancing trade ties between Indonesia and India. The office, which was inaugurated on April 26, 2025, is particularly expected to help Indonesian micro, small, and medium enterprises increase their contribution to Indonesia and India commercial activities. The opening of the new office marks an intra-city relocation from Ispahani Center to Express Avenue Estate, which he described as a more strategic location due to its integration with shopping centers, offices, and hotels. Indonesia's non-oil and gas exports to India, as per data from Indonesian Trade Ministry, it reached $2.87 billion during the January and February 2025 period. In the first quarter of this year, India was the third largest contributor to Indonesia's trade surplus, with the value exceeding $3 billion. So hopefully with the opening of trade office in southern India, we'll boost exports and trade value of Indonesia and India. Wildly and uncontrollably.
more than a good role model. Stop keeping it in. Chun Yi Yan is a national hero. Her spirit for independence never flickered in front of the enemy, even when she was sick. Chun Yi Yan always upheld her principles and belief in Islam.
Especially
high in mountainous areas that still maintain their tea plantation, and our hopes for the future as the Nyanit community is to create a Nyanit village. This village will be integrated, not just hosting an annual festival, but also serving as a permanent Nyanit village. Tahun dan setahun sekali ya Nyanit tuh, tapi ada kamu Nyanit juga.
Well, here's the song Isenmulan by Yuli.